Fan-run radio podcasters, many of you have been asking for a way to support the station if you live out of state and can't support our sponsors, and now there's a way. Just go to shopfanrun.com and buy a shirt, or two, or ten, and know that you're supporting the station that does our best to support you. Shopfanrun.com.
You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
And I love Tennessee. I got a lot of orange blood in my body.
Hour number two of The Drive underway. Fox Sports Knoxville coming to you live this afternoon from Corner 16 on a beautiful Thursday in K-Town, West Knox, where we are right across from the big food city on Middlebrook. Bob Kirby in Middlebrook, 1640 Bob Kirby Road, if you want to put it in your GPS. We're giving away a $25 gift card to a copper card, any copper seller restaurant. So come on out, get registered for that. Already had a couple of people stop by and throw their name in the hat. As you get off work, make plans to come by and see us. I'll go ahead and give the Russell two thumbs up seal of approval on the California chicken. It was fantastic, man. Slice of grilled chicken, some mayonnaise sauce, potatoes. I went with the bacon cheddar cheese grits as my side. The smokehouse potatoes are awesome as well. You can get it however you want it. Come by or just go on to corner16.com. Order online, as I often do, and swing by, pick it up. They'll bring it right up to your car, and you can take off that way. 865-546-8200, 546-8200. Today's Rick Ridge Barbecue Smoking Hot question is the fact that Jeremy Pruitt,
right,
his favorite drink is tomato juice. That was revealed last night on SEC Coaches Film Room on the SEC Network. 41% of the audience says makes me like him more. 38% say still like him, but dude, come on. And then 21% say that's just weird.
Huh.
21% a little bit triggered.
I felt like you should have had a fourth choice.
What's that?
D, who cares? Win games. I don't care what he drinks.
That was B.
That's kind of B.
No, it's not.
You still like him, but it's kind of weird.
No, it's not weird at all. This dude drinks tomato juice.
His favorite drink, not just drink, it's his favorite drink. That's kind of weird.
He's a healthy dude. I don't know. There's a lot of health benefits.
Whenever I look at Jeremy Pruitt, I do not think the epitome of a healthy dude.
Why?
He's kind of pear-shaped.
Is he?
Kind of pear-shaped.
I'm mesmerized by his eyebrow. I still can't break away from that. He is?
I'm not saying he's not a slob, but he's not in elite physical condition either.
Well, I mean, I guess we don't really know if he's pear-shaped. His pants are always really baggy, and he wears those pullovers that are look like a trash bag.
Listen, he ain't ripped.
What if he is? I don't care if he is. I think he'd whip you, Russell.
I'm not saying he wouldn't.
God, I'd love to see it. It'd be hilarious, wouldn't it, Brandon?
All I'm saying is...
Russell, do his Pruitt impression too, Pruitt.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, please, I'm going to have to tell you, I don't want you to kick my ass, all right? Because if you do...
Makes me feel like I'm back in high school.
I'm not looking forward to it. Anybody who's ripped doesn't wear back clothes off the fact that you're ripped. That's the entire point of being ripped, is to be able to look good no matter what.
You got a point.
I'm not ripping the guy. I'm just saying if he was part of the no shirts challenge.
Yeah, you got a point.
There's probably some healthy man boobs under that trash bag thing he's wearing.
I went to
and a big old spare tire.
I went to a wedding this past, wedding. It was like a wedding party. The actual wedding was like on Friday night, but the groom is in special like spec. What do they call it?
I don't know. What are you trying to say? Spit it out, man.
Special forces.
Okay,
he's an operator. So there's a bunch of guys that are obviously buddies of his that are at the party that are also special forces, but everybody was dressed the same, but you could pick them out because, yeah, you're right, I guess, you know, you kind of stick out.
They're badasses.
They're ripped.
They would be in stark contrast to the crew we've assembled here. And I include ourselves in that. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Before we do, give us your Crown Cleaners Crown Pick of the Week on Facebook. Your prediction for the final score, Tennessee and Alabama. Give it to us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/thedrivewithrussellsmith. Closest score prediction, going to win gift cards from Crown Cleaners, from Qdoba of Knoxville, and Buckethead Tavern. Zach, you're on the drive, Fox Sports Knoxville. Good afternoon, sir.
Boy, it's that W.
Zach, how you doing, buddy?
How are you and Bear and Brandon doing?
Doing fine, man. Thanks for asking.
Man, I wish I lived close. That place that you're at sounds delicious. I can't wait to try it next time I'm up on the hill.
See, I went with that California chicken to kind of save a piece of grilled chicken and save the room.
I'm leaving here with a chocolate malt.
I'm getting me a milkshake here in a minute.
You don't like malts?
No. I don't know. I like the milk. I prefer the milkshake.
What's the difference?
Malt's like it's got what? It's maltier. It's got like the
malt powder.
Yeah, it's not.
You ever
good.
Eat Whoppers?
Yeah,
that's malt.
Not as good. Anyway, Zach, please go
ahead. Those banana splits sound pretty good too. That made my mouth water.
Oh man, turkey and dressing—the way to go.
It's very good.
Guys, I don't believe much in moral victories, but I think given to where our program is right now, I think if we, you know, we're 4 years down the road and we're saying, well, I just hope we can keep it close against these guys, or I hope that don't lose by 14 points, I think then we have a serious problem. But, I mean, this year I have no expectations of winning the football game. I think I'm pretty realistic what we can do, and I think that's 6-6. And so my biggest goal after Saturday is not getting a bunch of our players hurt. Are we improving? And can we look back at the game, analyze it for a day, and move on to South Carolina? That's my goal.
There's a difference between claiming moral victory and being realistic, and I think that you look at this game this weekend, you're not claiming a moral victory if you're relieved if we cover the spread. Now, if we go to South Carolina and play them close but lose, and you're like, oh, you know, we gave it a good college try, that's a moral victory. You have moral victory against South Carolina. You have moral victory against Kentucky. Alabama, they're in a different spot than we are. There's no shame in admitting that. It is what it is. You know, if Butch Jones were still the coach, then, yeah, that's his fault. It's not Jeremy Pruitt's fault. This is his first year. We're in rebuilding. They're in year 10 of a dynasty. So it's unrealistic to expect us to go out there and beat them. It might even be unrealistic to expect us to go out there and be competitive with them. So I don't look at, you know, this as a game that could be viewed as a moral victory.
Do you guys ever remember being what's the biggest underdog we've ever been as far as point-wise?
I'm fairly certain it was Georgia a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it?
Well, was that 30?
I thought it was.
Oh, they were 30. Okay.
Yeah. That might All be right. it.
I mean, last I thing on the like... way out, guys, basketball. You know, Russ, I know we kind of talked about expectations for the league, but, you know, we're also talking about the SEC's probably one of the stronger conferences. What's kind of everybody's expectation there? I mean, are we mad if we don't win the East again? Are we, anything less than 10 games? My focus is more how we finish in the tournament, not necessarily even – I know, Russ, you wanted that SEC – title, you know, the championship one, but mine's more of the national scene, you know. So what's kind of everybody's expectations? And I'll leave you on that. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Zach. Great call by you, as always. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. I will be a little bit disappointed if we don't defend the regular season championship. Absolutely. It matters what you do in March. What, you know, can you win the tournament, the SEC tournament, and how far do you go in the NCAA tournament, I think, are the ultimate measuring sticks here. The league is a shark tank this year. A lot of good teams in the league. It's going to be difficult. We're not sneaking up on anybody. So, to me, it's not the end of the world if you don't successfully defend that conference championship, but it would be mildly disappointing at the very least.
I'd be shocked because it's obvious that they've all been putting in with the way social media is now, you kind of know. And you've seen these guys. I mean, they all look significantly different than they did, you know, 3 or 4 months ago. And you're seeing videos, and it looks like they're, you know, they're still hungry and putting in the work.
Well, and some interesting comments. I don't know if you guys saw Ben Howland yesterday down there at Media Days.
What do you have to say?
He said the media got it wrong. He said Tennessee is the best team in the league. They're the team to beat, and they are the team that will everybody should be measuring themselves against because of our experience.
Yeah. Tend to agree with him. But you never know with me. It might just be my getting woolly.
I don't know. I think
we're a good team, man. We should expect to win. We should expect to defend the championship, win the SEC tournament, and go very deep, Sweet 16 at least. Elite Eight, challenging for a Final Four appearance. I mean, we're a championship-caliber program this year. We should set our sights at the very top. I believe that.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I think they're definitely – I mean, they've got Final Four potential, but you won't get me to believe that after all those guys left Kentucky last year that whatever he's brought in, I don't care how highly touted they are, you know, they're still going to be freshmen going up against a, you know, a very veteran – rough team.
But they've got a couple of those guys came back from last year's team, and they added
who actually came back? Do you know off the top of your head?
PJ Washington came back. He was a great player already for them last year. I'm blanking, but and they add the transfer Reed Travis from Stanford, who's already, you know,
I'll be interested to see how he adapts to SEC basketball versus Pac-12, because there is a difference.
Quad A Green.
He's back.
He returns.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree on that?
Not really. I mean, Pac-12 is a pretty good basketball league. Washington, Arizona.
In fact, SEC is more physical.
UCLA.
Grind job, Kyle.
Kid's 6'8", 240 pounds. I think he'll be all right. We'll talk about this G League proposal coming up here in just a little bit as well. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. Stay with us. The Drive continues. Fox Sports Knoxville is Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Doug on Twitter says, remember when Stone Cold was out for neck surgery in 2000? I don't remember that. And developed a bit of a gut while recuperating?
I do.
That's Pruitt's body type.
It's pretty accurate.
I bet.
Still very dangerous, but he has got a little bit of a paunch on him.
Yeah.
Still very dangerous.
And Pruitt doesn't have bad knees.
No.
And he doesn't have the neck injury.
Athlete.
You think Pruitt could kick Stone Cold's rear?
The Texas rattlesnake? Are you out of your damn mind, Russ? I mean, he I've seen him beat people down bloody on the ground and bite him on the forehead.
He got it.
Easy.
I'm going to have to get
Esteban, and we're going to put this on Periscope for people. I got to show a little bit of this.
I'm getting one of those
bad
boys.
So what flavor ice cream is it?
I would imagine vanilla.
Strawberry, chocolate, vanilla.
Oh, Esteban tackles. Hold on. The what is that as an ice cream split?
Banana.
That's a banana split.
Yeah.
Talking about? That's like the size of his head. Although it's gonna be big. I mean, what do you want? The size of a Chrysler in here?
Yeah.
I think it's massive.
All right.
I think I can take it down.
Take
how
a look at that.
How many calories
thing.
You think are in that thing?
It's
I say 2,000.
Oh, 400.
Yeah, don't tell me until after I'm done eating.
That's
times that by 10.
Sit down and have a bite.
It's a 4K.
Pull up a chair.
Are you
nervous about this? Yeah. Are you nervous about eating in front of a lot of people?
Care.
You're gonna eat it with a fork?
All right, here I'm gonna.
What part are you most nervous
set
about?
Set this up right here.
You got to eat all the cherries and everything. Don't drop the stems in there.
Whoa! Is this hard to do? I can turn the timer.
Drew, start the timer, Westchester. Okay. Drew says we were 36.5 point underdogs against Bama last year. So this progress.
Can we get my man?
We have made a full touchdown worth of progress.
DC.
Hey, Bear, we're doing a show here. Let him do his thing. We've made a full touchdown of progress in terms of the point spread against Alabama. So by next year, we should be a 22-point dog, 15-point dog in 2020.
It's not going
to
go like
And by 2021, we'll be less than 10.
I think we'll
be ready to win the game in 2022.
When we win, and we will win again, because nothing lasts forever, George Harrison.
Even cold November rain.
No, it doesn't. I think that we'll... I think he's going to jump up and beat them earlier than another coach would, just because he's so familiar with them. I'm not going to call the shot this year, but I'm not ruling out next year, Russ. I'm not
down there?
Ruling it out. Down there in Titletown. His homecoming.
It's ice cream. Of course it's cold.
It's pretty good, though. It looks amazing.
How sweet would that be?
To beat them down there next
year. In Titletown with him, smiling, knowing he's one of them.
The coffin challenge. I'd spend every night in the coffin for the next year to win that game. By the way, 70% of y'all said you would spend the 30 hours in the coffin for a win this weekend.
Did we ever figure out if the coffin was closed or not?
It's closed, but it's not buried. And you can get out of it once an hour for 5 minutes. Yeah, and there's plenty of ventilation. You're not going to suffocate in it. You got it. You got to do it. You just got to. All right. The G League, the NBA's G League, is creating a new venture as an alternative to the one-and-done route for the best American basketball prospects. As part of a newly formed professional path, starting in the summer of 2019, the G League will offer, quote, select contracts worth $125,000 to elite prospects who are at least 18 years old but not yet eligible for the NBA draft. So they're going to target recent or would-be high school graduates who otherwise would likely have spent just one season playing college basketball. I just pray that Josiah James is not interested in this, because he would be eligible. He would be eligible.
Yeah, but it's I don't. I don't think it's as attractive as everybody that I've heard talk about it so far thinks.
I don't either.
I mean, it's going to be so few kids.
$125,000 is about $10,000 a month if it's a one-year contract. Now, granted, that's a lot of money, man. Most people listening to this don't make $125,000 a year. That's well over the national average. Most people would love to make that kind of salary. But for 1 year, that's not going to set you up forever, man. You go through that pretty fast. You got to move to another city, buy a place. Maybe you got transportation. You know, people going to come out of the woodwork, want you to take care of them because they think you're rich, even though you're not. That money's going to go away really quickly. And not to mention, you're not playing in the NBA. You're playing in the G League. You're going to Des Moines and Rapid Falls and Grand Valley. You know, you're
Greenville.
A lot of long bus trips. You're playing against grown men who are hungry to make it into the NBA. Me speaking,
a lot of nights sleeping on a bus or sleeping in a motel with a bed that's about 6 inches too short for you.
Me speaking, my personal opinion, and granted, some of these kids probably in desperate financial situations, but I would think it would be more advantageous. Go to school, develop against humans your own age. You're not playing against 25-year-olds. Take advantage of the educational opportunities afforded you there so that you can do other things too. if basketball doesn't work out. You see all these, even the guys who make it to the league, even many of them who make it to that second contract are broke within 3 years out of basketball. So
go have fun at college. I mean, the college part of it is very underrated as far as quality of life and just the level of fun. Give me a stink back, man. Not much better, like, fun period than,
hey, man, freshman, you know, worst day of school is better than the best day of work I've ever had.
I mean, you sometimes don't realize that when you're that age, but, yeah. It's, you know, the quality of life's a lot better at the university level. All that free swag, and if you're playing for somebody good, you know you're flying. You're going everywhere first class.
But these kids don't have the benefit of the hindsight that you and I are talking about. You're 17 years old. Somebody puts up $100,000 to come play basketball for a year. It's going to be hard to turn down, man.
Yeah, but it's like I've told you off the air, and I still contend. I think that's undervaluing how much those guys are getting just going to college.
I think guys will do this, and I think it will hurt. This might be good, because I think it's going to hurt the Dukes and Kentuckys of the world. I could be wrong here. My initial impression is it's going to hurt the Dukes and Kentuckys of the world, the guys who are recruiting the creme de la creme, not just the, you know, five stars.
We're talking about
the top 5 to 10 players in the country every year. Those are the guys who are more – Zion Williamson, who's already 6'7", 260 pounds, more likely to go do that than the, you know, four-star project that Rick Barnes – you know, the 6'7", 190-pound guy
who – Yeah, but why would he? Kansas was already offering him more. 200K is what the number I heard.
Yeah, it might be
– It's going to be real obvious.
It might be a pay cut.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. A pay cut, and you're not just going to be –
How's that thing coming, Esteban? He's only got one scoop of ice cream left. Are you feeling good? You're going to take it down?
You need to get a fork, because you got to scrape the bowl. Everything's got to be gone. That's a little weird.
That's kind of gross. 865-546-8200. What do you think about this G League thing?
I'm not worried about it, Russ.
Will it change the face of college basketball? How about that? Is it good?
Yeah, I wish the NBA is always really heavy-handed. And they never do anything in partnership with the NCAA, not like Major League Baseball does with the, you know, with college baseball. I feel like they act kind of predatory in a way. They don't care anything about anything but the NBA.
I guess that's probably is that not as it should be in the NBA? Why should they care about college?
Because it's
their business.
It's absolutely almost ruined both leagues. They're complete stupidity.
I'm not a huge NBA guy myself anymore. I watch passively, but the NBA the popularity has increased, it seems like, drastically here. The ratings are up, attendance is up.
Get off my lawn.
It's popular again. You're not going, but other people are.
I don't know. It's not as good as it used to be. To me, they don't play the same kind of basketball I grew up watching.
No, you're exactly right. The game's changed.
Yeah, they've made it legal that you can take 5 or 8 steps. I'm not sure. Did they take dribbling out of it altogether now?
It's always been like that, Bear.
They need to cut out take away the 3-point line. That would be fantastic.
I would love to talk to the Bear from 1989, who was like, man, I tell you, all this Jordan and Magic, it ain't like it used to be. Bob Cousy didn't palm the ball when he when he went into the lane. You didn't see no 6'9" point guards.
Nah,
the 3-point shot.
Showtime Lakers.
Get that crap out of here. 3-point shot. That ain't basketball.
I'm just saying, you take away the 3-point line, the game's going to get a lot better.
You were probably against the shot clock, too, weren't you?
No, you have to have a shot clock.
Oh, yeah, got to have that, right? We're going to have what is basketball? What's going to happen to basketball in the next 25 years that's going to make it annoying to this generation?
I don't know.
Looks like Esteban's got a brain freeze.
He's almost done with that thing.
Yeah,
I think he pretty much is. Wow.
I wish I had a spoon.
Esteban took it down. You did that without a spoon?
Do it with a fork.
That's the worst, right? Eating ice cream with a fork. We've all been there every day. Sometimes you got to, you know, there's a bar right behind you. I'm sure somebody, you just turn around, somebody will hand you a spoon.
I was trying to help him out, and then you yelled at me on the air again.
Quick timeout. We'll find out who's on the docket. Brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill. When we continue, more of your phone calls as well. It is The Drive. Fox Sports Knoxville. Stay with us.
The Drive.
Home.
The unexplainable. The unimaginable. The Drive. The docket. Brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill. The official law offices of The Drive. Injured? Call 865-546-1111. Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill. They'll come to you. Visit their website at reckintoacheck.com. Now, to the docket.
All right, back here on The Drive and the docket, brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill. Former USA Gymnastics president Steve Penny was arrested after a Texas grand jury indicted him, alleging he was tampered with evidence in the sexual assault investigation of now imprisoned gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar. And he was actually hiding out in Gatlinburg.
Hiding out? He's on Lam?
In a statement issued late Wednesday night, the Walker County District's Attorney Office in Huntsville said Penny was arrested by a fugitive task force in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and he awaits extradition to Texas. The third-degree felony punishable by about 2 to 10 years in prison. It's unclear if he has an attorney. Messages not returned. The indictment alleges Penny ordered the removal of documents from, is it Caroli? Caroli, is that the?
Caroli.
Caroli?
Yeah.
Ranch, Bella. A longtime training ground near Huntsville for the country's elite gymnasts, relating to Nassar's activities there. It alleges Penny acted after learning that Texas Rangers and Walker County authorities were investigating the ranch. So he went there and removed stuff.
Put him in Supermax out there in the Rocky Mountains.
Was this for her?
Yeah. She skated me too well.
Can you run and give that to her before she takes off?
You know what I mean, though? Put him in Supermax. He doesn't need to see the sun again.
That's that whole situation is just so
bury him somewhere
bizarre and weird.
That guy should never see the light of day again.
I will. This guy,
yeah,
who
he was involved in covering it up.
I would love to hear what his explanation is, what he thought he was doing.
But you're telling me the authorities are saying they feel like they can prove that he was involved in a cover up involving all this.
He was removing stuff from this ranch that related to whatever Nassar did there. And this is one of those stories. It's so gross. Like, I haven't followed it closely, because can you imagine, like, the federal investigators who have to go through the evidence and interview the witnesses and listen to all the crimes that were committed?
Like, yes.
I thank God those people are out there,
yeah.
But could not be me. That's
a guy I grew up with in a neighborhood here in town. He works for KPD, but like online internet crime, like child stuff.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I mean, we're lucky we have people like that can deal with it.
And prosecute, yeah, those crimes. We'll see. It's
a rough job.
Strange that he was in Gatlinburg. I don't know if he was on the lam or just like vacationing when he didn't know he was being investigated or whatever.
In Tennessee. Remember Ray Carruth when he murdered his girlfriend?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, he was at Jackson, right?
Yeah, they found him in the trunk of a car.
Is he out now? He's getting out
soon?
I don't
know, man. Did you read that? That's like god awful to read.
He wants to get the kid?
Yeah, he doesn't. No.
Do you remember? Are you old enough?
He spent his life with cerebral palsy because of the trauma, the birth
because
trauma.
He was like stabbing
shot.
His stomach. Or shot her.
No. Yeah, had somebody fill her.
Do you remember the Ray Carruth story, Brandon? Are you too young for that?
No, I don't.
Where'd he go? Colorado?
Yeah.
He was a Colorado wide receiver.
He's good.
He was
played in the
good
NFL.
Yeah. He was a starter on the Panthers when they first became the Panthers. And her name was Sharika Adams. It was his girlfriend. She got pregnant. And I guess the story was that it came out in court. He didn't want to pay child support.
So he hired some goons to go and kill her.
Put a hit out on her. And they rolled up on her at a stoplight, killed her. The baby was born. It's his son who's been living with his maternal grandmother. and he's got all these problems still to this day that, as a direct result of his father trying to have him killed. And now the guy, and he went on the lam. And this is a huge story because he's a wide receiver for the Panthers, and he's running from the authorities. They found him hiding in the trunk of a car at a hotel in Jackson, Tennessee.
Late at night. It was wild. How do you find somebody out now? I guess you're the subject of a multi-state manhunt.
He's been in prison for 20 years. Now he's about to get out sometime in the next year or so, and he has been petitioning the court to get primary custody of his son, whose mom he had murdered.
Yeah.
First of all, he shouldn't be getting out of prison anytime soon. He should probably spend the rest of his life there, at least until he's a very, very old man.
He should have never gotten parole.
And
he murdered that poor girl.
Second of all, even if he does get out, it would be a bigger travesty of justice for him to get custody of the son. I mean, can you imagine how the grandmother would feel if that came to pass? And the son, evidently, his mental capacities are such that he wouldn't understand what's happening, right? He would just be...
Yeah, he does. I'm anybody that... You can check it out. It was a really good article. It's really, really sad. But it was... Like, he knows what's going on. He's got cerebral palsy, and he's got some other, like, developmental kinds of things.
But is he able to understand that, hey, this is my dad, this is what he did, and now he wants me, I don't need to, like...
Yeah, he doesn't, no, he doesn't want to go with him or have anything to do with him. He refused to see him. The girl, Shriek Adams' mother tried to take him to meet his father at prison.
Yeah.
And he always refused to see him for 20 years. So, I mean...
Sick stuff.
Just bad.
Ogle, Eller, and Brill is the official law offices of The Drive. You can check them out online at reckontoacheck.com or call 865-546-1111. They'll come to you! And turn your wreck into a check. Ogle, Elrod, and Brill, reckontoacheck.com. That's where they're at online. Westchester on Twitter says, what I don't get is why is the NBA paying to develop kids when they can let the colleges do it? Well, because they want to protect their investment. Like, when a guy comes out of college, doesn't necessarily, just because he was a good player in college, or even you'll see them take guys who weren't necessarily great players in college, but they think the potential is so great. Joel Embiid was kind of that way. It's like, you can tell he's going to be a great player. He was pretty good college player, but you think he's going to go to another level. And
yeah, but wouldn't you want – I just think it would – I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work. I mean, the who you're going to be playing against is going to be so different from the G League to college. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to be going up against grown men, you know.
Well, if it were me, again, I would rather go to – play for Rick Barnes, go to UT, be a local celebrity, have all your cares and wants taken care of, have access to a terrific education if you want it, and be coached by a guy who's going to develop those fundamentals that...
I mean, how many draft picks is first round? I mean, he's put, 27 guys in the NBA?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to hurt. And that's a good thing for right now while we have a coach like Rick Barnes with the reputation he's got. I think we're not going to get hurt as bad as some other schools. That and Rick Barnes just doesn't recruit those guys to begin with.
Big Mike on Twitter says, y'all are way too negative this week. Call me crazy, but I'm riding with JP and the Vols. Bama ain't played nobody. We got this.
Wow.
We play Louisville.
We ain't nobody.
Well, I mean, we're somebody. Oh, you put it like that, Brandon.
Be that. Nobody's that negative. We're just in very different places right now, program-wise.
Well, I know, but if they beat us, and whenever they roll in to play LSU, and LSU fans are thinking that they have a chance, they're going to be saying the same thing. Alabama's not playing anybody. They've not played anybody. We're the same crowd as everybody else.
What's their best win? I don't have the schedule in front of me.
Oh.
I would say
Mississippi. Did they play Mississippi State yet?
No, that's
they've obliterated everybody.
Texas A&M,
probably. What was the score on that one?
16. 45-23.
Yeah.
Beat Arkansas 65-31. The problem is when you have a competent coaching staff, and they certainly do, you're always going to improve. They're gonna get better. So A&M puts up 23 on them. That's in Tuscaloosa, by the way. Arkansas puts up 31 on them.
Arkansas did?
In Fayetteville.
Oh.
That is, you know, they're gonna learn from that and improve. And I don't know that we have that we're as good offensively as those teams, Arkansas included. But what's a reasonable offensive total to shoot for in this game?
Points or yards? What are you looking
points.
For? Points. With this Alabama team?
I say you aim for 20. I'd be satisfied with 17.
That's what I was going
to
say.
I was going to say 17 to 24, somewhere in that range.
So because this isn't as strong defensively. I mean, they've kind of flipped the script on what's dominant about the year. I mean, they've got a really dominant offense and a solid defense, but...
Hey, Rick, do we still have Adam?
Hey, yes, we do.
Adam, hang right there. We're coming to – actually, yeah, hang right there, Adam. We got to take a quick break. Sorry, Les Miles, clock management by Russell here. We'll take a quick timeout, come right back. We'll get to these phones. Tennessee Tom will speak as well. It is The Drive. Fox Sports Knoxville live this afternoon at Corner 16. Stay with us.
The Drive.
All right, let's get to these phone calls.
I honestly can't believe this guy's coming in here.
Who? Adam the Georgia fan?
Yeah.
Are you triggered?
No, I just think it's funny.
You go chill with DC and the boys?
No, no. Adam, I'm not triggered at all. I figured Adam would be.
Adam, you're on The Drive, Fox Sports, Knoxville. Good afternoon, sir.
How's it going, guys?
Going well, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right. A little disappointed for sure the way the Dogs played Saturday.
Y'all got blown away.
Yeah, we did. No doubt about it.
Ran into a buzzsaw. Tough place to play.
Yeah. I don't know if as much as it a buzzsaw as we didn't execute. If you go back and watch tape, we left 3 touchdowns on the field. They were pretty easy for Jake Fromm.
Adam,
whatever reason, if he didn't see him or whatever, but we left 3 touchdowns on the field. Not taking anything away from LSU, but.
Oh, Adam, don't do this to yourself, man. Y'all got whooped. Talk about leaving touchdowns on the field. LSU sputtered out. Burrow, if Burrow hadn't sputtered out, they had 3 trips, 1-3 trips to your red zone where they took away field goals. I think it could have been a lot worse. Y'all got dog stomped, and it's all right. You guys are still a pretty good team, but you're not Alabama yet.
But I think y'all are missing one piece with the G League talk. I'm assuming if they're in the G League, they're considered pros. Those guys will be able to sign shoe contracts while they're in the G League, right?
Well, sure.
So, I mean, the top guys, when they come out of school, they get shoe deals that are, what, $1 million a year? So I think that might change the thinking for some of the top guys when you factor in, you know, if they're going to get $100,000. You know, if you're going to get a shoe deal for another $1 million, now they're looking $1.1 million a year.
I don't know. Are Adidas and Nike going to be lining up to sponsor a guy who's playing in Grand Rapids, Iowa?
Nobody's going to see.
Who may or may not
be. Well, you know if they do this, it's going to be all over TV. It's going to be all over ESPN. Somebody's going to pick it up, and it's going to be mainstream, and people will watch it.
I mean,
people already watch the G League. It's not in great numbers, but it is televised. I mean, they're a basketball junkie. Chance Collins will be watching this crap. Are
he
you
watches,
kidding me?
Yeah, he watches everyone.
Are you kidding me? Who's got that kind of time?
Chance Collins.
And just NBA, hardcore NBA fans will watch it too. If you're a, you know, if you live in Orlando and you're a huge Magic fan, or you live in Houston and the Rockets are your thing, those people watch their summer league games those people, what, you know, it's like we would watch, we, you know, for, in pro sports towns, people are looking, why are you watching your spring game? Why would anybody watch a spring football game, you know, Tennessee or Georgia? We don't think twice about it because it's our favorite sport. But when your favorite sport is the NBA, yeah, you'll watch the summer league, you'll watch the G League if you think that there's a great player in there that could make an impact on your team someday.
I mean, they don't have it anymore. When they had the Rocky Top League, we'd go down there and watch, you know, Rocky Top League games, yeah, which are beyond silly.
Anything else, Adam?
Yep, that's it.
All right, my man. Y'all good to hear from you. Thanks for the phone call. Let's get Tennessee Tom in here next. TNT, good afternoon, sir.
What's going on, Russ Duggan?
Not much, man. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm not going to criticize anybody for what they want to watch. I mean, I think golf is the worst sport ever made, but I ain't out here dogging people about it. If they're going to get ratings and sell toothpaste, then why not show it on television? Guys, I'm looking at this week, and I'm thinking just, Russell, I'm just keeping in my head improvement. You know, I mean, I'm trying not to even think about the score at the end of the game. I'm just looking for improvement. But, Russell, I got a confession to you. I went and bought two tickets today at UT for South Carolina. This will be my first SEC road trip. And I don't want to go up there with a loss. I hate to be looking ahead, but I'm a fan. I can do that. But I don't want to go into South Carolina and, you know, my first SEC road game and lose it. I guess we have to wait till Alabama's played to see who gets hurt and who doesn't get hurt. But, yeah, I'll pick that game for my first.
Yeah, I think that that's probably the right way to look at it is just improvement. You know, can we build on some of the things we saw at Auburn? Can we run the ball a little bit better in certain situations? You know, just like you said, improvement here or there and enough to build on to where you go into South Carolina where the opponent is not going to be nearly as good. And the game is much more winnable.
Russell, do I hear Westchester back in the background? Did he grace your presence today?
Westchester is in the house, yes.
Is he buying everybody rounds?
It's weird he isn't because he won the $25 copper card the last time.
Really? And he's not buying either? Dude,
he's not.
So he's down there supporting the sponsors, but he's playing on your dime, right?
Evidently, that's okay. I'm thankful for everybody who comes to our remotes.
All right, guys. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Tennessee Tom. Good to hear from you this afternoon. 865-546-8200. If you want to jump in, 546-8200. We are live at Corner 16. As you get off work here, we're steering quitting time right down the barrel. 5 o'clock. Come on out and see us. We got a space for you at the bar. We got great food. We got great drinks, great desserts. 1640 Bob Kirby Road, the corner of Bob Kirby and Middlebrook, right across from the Ball Camp Food City on Middlebrook. Come on out, join us this beautiful day. We're going to go out in the patio, play a little cornhole. Hour number 3 of the drive coming up.